Days have chanting our chanting words have passed without any obstacles, troubles. Today we have new will. Hilolkon Walpok Ratna Devi Taranchan and Shyamvedi, after that Narad Kun, etc. You had darshan today. You heard kathas also of those spots and places. The main aim of all this is that there is very strong potency in all these places. In the past and places, it is similar power like Krishna himself. That is why we conditioned souls through life and life, we are wandering in the cycle of birth and death. We are in this bodily consciousness and interconnected to this body, this spirit, to the mind, hearing Bhagavan. We are getting all sorts of troubles. By going to these places, these moods are removed. We will get Krishna Bhakti and we can be established in our Siddha Swarup. Especially these pastimes, they are not different from Bhagavan. These pastimes, Katha, you can get such potency, such power that you can easily stay away from the troubles, and we will perform bhakti to Bhagavan and be established in our Swarup. There is no other method for Jiva to cross over this opening of material world. That is why in Sanskrit work we visit all these pastime places and perform kirtan and speak about pastime places. Today we went to Narasun. One Maharaj. What katha is there? We can read. The guidance of Guru and Vaishnav performing our Bhagavad Gita Parikram. Today the places that we visited today, Narasun, that place, past time, Guru has ordered me to speak something of Narasun. Naraji's character and the past time story of this Narasun, we see in all the past times that Naraji has performed so many services to human. So, Narad can also be translated as Jnani, or somebody who has knowledge of Bhakti. That's why Acharya Pada is there. The knowledge of Bhakti is there, or Naradji, he is infusing this knowledge in everybody's heart. This Acharya Pada Gurudev is describing that Naradji rather than going transcendental pastime by hearing them, especially the pastimes of Singara with Radha and Govind, by hearing them and one develops greed for Singara. That greed, when somebody desires for, then what he will do? He had a money, became greedy for this, and thousands of years at Kusum Sarovar, he performed austerity for thousands of years. And he achieved the Gopi Bhav, and he answered to Radha and Govind. It is described that Naradji is performing so great art. Also, we see that he is so all part about Naradji. Srila Devi herself, along with Sadashiv, all these dialogues were spoken. Unless and until we do not demonstrate towards all these pastimes, we cannot enter these pastimes. Even the Sukriti from innumerable lives, it is said that if suppose if greed develops in some heart, we can understand also life in our life. From Ramada to Krishna's pastimes, all pastimes of Krishna, Naradji, how he is present in all his pastimes and serves him. Lord, Jnana Vairagya, we also see the character of Naradji. He is the son of Naradji. And how he has taught Jnana and Vairagya to the sons of Chandra, who described very beautifully how he gave knowledge to Daksha, how it is said about Bhakti, Jnana and Vairagya. If suppose somebody has Bhakti, Bhagavan Vasudev, actually Jnana and Vairagya some unbiased material subject. Naturally, it's called all these things. We currently understand how the church then has been placed, how we provide Jnana and Vairagya to them. Or if a disciple goes to the Guru with faith, a Guru infuses Jnana and Vairagya into promotion towards bhakti. You see, in our many characters, how we have done in so many ways, so many times we have contributed in this world. Naraji, there is only one river which can go towards two paths, two rivers. And then all the rivers are flowing towards one direction. Or maybe when there is flood, then it might start flowing in opposite direction. But when it is dry, we can see that it starts flowing again in the other side. This is that river which is flowing simultaneously in both directions. Very strange question. But Naraji is right. Asking only question. He described that our life and death break ocean or river or both. Yes, see, I'm thinking. I'm increasing. But this is true. My life is increasing. But actually, my life is I have a different time for which I am supposed to be living, and all of us are supposed to work less. That specific time when we will reach what we are reaching nearer and nearer to that place. Arjuna is describing also that this river simultaneously flowing in two directions. Our life is increasing also and decreasing. And which is that chakra? Which is that wheel? Don't have a rope, but it is still rotating. This is called chakra. We are also part of this called chakra. This one female, one lady who was visiting all the objects that lady is described. Death visits everybody's houses. It is. This is like death to you. This female, nobody is safe from her visit. And by hearing all these questions, Naraji gives announces and avoids them until later. He gives them their realization, experiences. And by performing bhajan and exams of the Sarovar as Narad Gopi, he brought the introduction to his business. They took over life. They obedience to Naraji, and may he also infuse the energy in our sense of the person.
Many of the pastimes throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. in Ramayana, in Hastanti Ramachandra, Hastanti Krishna, here in Braj, Narada Muni precipitated the imprisonment of Devaki and Vasudeva. He hastened the... When Kamsa was inclined to be lenient to Devaki and Vasudeva, Narada Muni came. And he said, why are you trusting the demigod? Why do you think it's the eighth son? And he confused Kamsa so much. The Kamsa thought any son or any child of Devaki could kill him. He imprisoned them under very cruel conditions. It's very extraordinary personality. And in this way, he's hastening the descent of Krishna himself. Then, during the Braj pastime, generally, Narada Muni is going to bring Lakshminarayana. But also in a form here, take part in the Braj pastime. For example, at the Book of Morals, how he took Lalita and Krishna to sit on the swing and then brought Shrimati Radhika to see Lalita. He's singing all of them. Lalita Rama Name. Shrimati Radhika said, why are you singing Lalita Rama? Why does Radhika Rama? Oh, you haven't seen Lalita and Krishna on the swing together? Where? Then Shrimati Radhika said, so much mad. And then after, Krishna said, I told you, that was just that Narada Muni. Very, very tricky. Then Narada Muni came at the very end of the Braj Leela. After, on the day that Krishna killed Yamatra, and he said, oh, I will see you, kill Yamatra, I will see Akrura come, I will see you go to Mathura, I will see you kill Kamsa, then I will see you marry 16,108 queens. So this way he was arousing a different vibe in Krishna's heart. So the Krishna was ready to go to Mathura, to leave Braj, to go to Mathura, to pay attention to all his devotees there. Because Krishna, although he is bound by the love of the devotees here in Braj, he also has to pay attention to all his devotees everywhere, starting with Vasudeva and Devaki. Then, Narada Muni also, from the beginning of creation, he's had so many important disciples. Ratnanda Prabhu and Narada Muni, he said, especially four specific disciples. Srila Vyasa, disciple from Narada Muni, So Srila, out of the Gurudev, there's so many times recounted how Vyasa, having compiled the whole Vedic literature, Upanishad, the Vedas, divides the Vedas into four. Upanishad, then when enlarged on the meaning of the Upanishad, he provided the Purana. Wow. And then to explain all the Itihasa, Mahabharata, to explain the meaning of all the Purana, Upanishads and Vedas, he provided Vedanta Sutra, so he wasn't satisfied. And then Narada Muni came and said, oh Prabhu, you've done so much work, so much happening, why are you not satisfied? Why are you looking so morose? So then Vyasa said, oh, Your Honor, you're a doctor, I think. In the Vedic astronomy, the Vedic medicine, the patient doesn't have to tell the doctor what's wrong. The doctor just doesn't look at it, but he smokes, he doesn't tell, then he tells the patient what's wrong. So Narada Muni told Vyasa, what's wrong? You happen to glorify first the activities, pastimes of Krishna in Braj. Little bit of the Purana. But how the Sakis are playing with Krishna, they're wrestling, and sometimes they defeat Krishna. Saying, no, I didn't know about this. How Mother Yashoda is twisting Krishna's ear, chasing him, tying him up. Oh, I didn't know these things. How I didn't know these things? And how the gopis is fighting Krishna completely. How he's begging them, please, please don't take the rest of us. I can't live without you. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. No, I don't think so. Then Narada Muni instructs him how he can enter Samadhi and how he can see all these pastimes. And then writes the beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the devotee of Krishna after Krishna himself has left this planet. Srila Vyasa and Prahlada Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, also the very prominent of this world. Valmiki was a big dacoit. And Narada Muni came. Valmiki wanted to kill him. Narada Muni said, stop. And he couldn't move. He said, what are you doing? Why are you robbing? So Valmiki came out. He said, what did my family call? Do you think your family is going to share your sinful reaction? Of course. But why did you go and ask them? So he consulted with his family, mother, father, and other. You have to support us. Children, no, you have to support us. Why? Well, no, it's your business. Then they went back to Narada Muni. They don't want to, I have to face all the reactions myself. And then Narada Muni instructed him. He tried to get death. Mara, 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 Ram, 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 Ram. Like this, chanting for 60,000 years. If we try to chant Hare Krishna for 10 minutes, moving here and there, mosquito comes and all samadhi is finished, bound like this. But maybe it's sitting 60,000 years and the ants are coming and eating up his flesh. And he's just preserving his life and his bones. And then after this, well, Brahma instructed him how he could compose in Hanusa, Mita, how he composed all Ramayana. So, Sri Narayana has such eminent disciples, Sri Rath Maharaj, also right down the dynasty.
Rova Maharaj.
And when he took Darshan, the Shimati Radhika, in Ravel, the Ravel instructed him, she should go to Narayana and they should perform austerity, and they should get Sarupa as a Gopi. So, Narayana also performed austerity in Narayana. And by the grace of Srimati Radhika, he got Gopi Sarupa as Narayana Gopi. So, Narayana Muni is Acharya in our mind, Bhakti. He's the embodiment of Bhakti. He's empowered to distribute Bhakti throughout the universe. And we're very fortunate to be coming in the succession of Narayana Muni. And that we're sitting at the lotus feet of Sri Narayana Muni. It's very, very eminent. Representative, the embodiment of all the instructions of Sri Narayana Muni. So I pray at the lotus feet of Sri Narayana Muni and Sri Gurudev, if you can make some spring of mercy that I can understand these pastimes and that they'll come into my class. Very good.
He has expansion in heaven. Near Narayan also he has an expansion. Near Ramchandra ji also he is. In Dvaraka Mathura also. In Vrindavan also he has a swarup. In Mahaprabhu's pastimes also he is present there as Srivas. He is facing all four chakras, especially from Shivji, Shankarji. He hearing the past and sweet past and of Krishna, he develops greed for Gopi Bhav and Gopi body of a Gopi. He wanted that. How can I see this body? How will I be able to serve Radha and Krishna in this form? That is why here Govardhanji is fulfilling the desires of all. He knew this. The same as the foothills of Govardhan, and this Narasimha is right here, residing there for a long, long time. He served Bhagwan with Samadhi. He worshipped him. I think that Kapal Mantra and Kam Gayatri, he must have used these, must have chanted these. And after many, many days of chanting these, his desire was fulfilled by the Lord's mercy and he got a Gopi day with, and it was called Naradi Gopi, the name was given. He gained perfection in this place. Those people who have such rare desire residing in Govardhan, who will worship him, they will also be able to fulfill their desire. Somewhere it is also written that in Sakharas also is his Swarup Madhumangal, and in Gopi Rupi is Naradi Gopi.
And how much we are to these past and
these pastime places which we are visiting have the same potency as Krishna. By going there, by hearing the Harikatha there, by touching the dust of these places, then the endless cycle of material existence, then samsara is destroyed. And the feelings that go with it, in terms of I and mine, are also destroyed by touching the dust of these places. These holy places also have the power to be so one, see the truth, one's eternal identity. This Vivekata also has the same potency as Sri Krishna himself. It has great power to remove unhappiness. And for the conditioned soul of this world, there is no superior process than visiting these past places that lead to Harikata associated with them. Today we went to Sinatakuni. Sinatakuni has many truths. One in the Heavenly Planet, one in Vaikuntha with Srinarayan, one in Yodhya with Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan, in Dwarka also, in Rajamandra also, and Sri Navagiridham also. With these unlimited truths, he takes all types of rasa. Especially, hearing from Sri Sadashi, he develops a great greed to achieve the spiritual body of a gopi and to serve a gopi bar. Therefore, performing austerity there at night food around the worship, yet he's trying to perform service to Radha Krishna under the Anugraha or the guidance of the gopi. Therefore, Nanakund is at the feet of Govardhan. And who is Gita and Govardhan? He fulfills all desires. Therefore, she does me for a long time to perform worship of Sri Radha Krishna by use of the Gopal mantra and the Kaam Gayatri. After a long time, Bhagavan gave him Gopi Deha, spiritual body, and he became an Adi Gopi. He achieved his perfection there. Also, some places have been written that it has three Madhavandal, that Sinagri takes Saki Ram there also, in the past time.
We have trouble with that.
This is the
Kaamdi.
Reading.
Krishna,
taking the Sakhas along with him. He reaches this Govardhan at the foothills of Govardhan, and when he comes in the different caves of this mountain, he's performing different pastimes. He's performing afternoon pastimes, Madhyan Lila, the topmost pastimes in Radha Kamanchan. You are fortunate that you have come to this place. Hey Krishna, taking all the cows and calves, with the cups of their ears, the flute song emanating from the lips of Krishna, they are drinking with the cups of their ears. The cows who were grazing the grass, now they lift up their heads and their ears lifted up also. In great emotion, they are listening to this flute song. This grass, they forget everything. Total bliss, they are just listening to this flute song. And the calves, who were drinking the milk from their mother's udder, that now they have forgotten to drink this milk. It just stays in their throat. They can swallow it. Then they can just throw it out. Such is their condition of fame. And from the cows and the calf's eyes, a stream of tears begin to flow up. Tears of pain. On the first floor, it was told. Oh, these those of the Braj, they are so fortunate. They don't have intelligence because so, like some hunter is calling them by playing flute when they by playing the flute, they hypnotize the doors and they kill it by hitting them with sticks. Such foolish species are these doors. By hearing the flute song of Krishna, they come near him and following them, Krishna Sar, the friends of Krishna also, their husbands, and they are begging pranay from Krishna by their glances. If the deers are in this condition, and those cows which are being maintained by their own, by his own hands, which are maintaining the cows by his own hands, and all the time he is with these cows, what to speak about them? Then he pats them, he embraces the cows just like Sakas, he embraces them. What will be their condition? What kind of love they would have, affection they would have towards Krishna? Think carefully. These doors and deers have such love. And how much love and affection we have? How much? Wait. You must feel it. If you don't have this, then feel distressed, feel sorrowful. Like, oh, we don't have this. So, these gopis, this Gavatsya Shlok, they are describing the glories of the cows and the cows. Reading. Are that flute song of this flute is not just sound, it is nectar. That it is not this Amrit nectar of the heavenly planets. This nectar is a very special transcendental Amrit emanating from the lotus lips of Krishna. By the, they are filling the cups of their ears with these sounds. Hearing this flute song, wherever the cows are, they become stunned and still. They have turned their ears towards the direction of the sound. The cows can turn their ears, if you have seen. They have turned towards the direction of the sound. Now they are drinking this nectar, they are filling up their ear cups of their ears with this nectarian sound and drinking it. And that grass which they were raising, now it is right in their mouth there. They cannot swallow, neither they just throw it up. Why do they raise their head? That the fifth ear will be higher, then this nectar will remain up, it will not fall down, it will enter inside them. So like this, the cups of their ears are used for drinking this nectar. Drinking this nectar, they are just still drinking and drinking and they don't become satisfied. In the cup, by drinking, the others are flowing, overflowing with milk automatically. The cows were drinking this, but as soon as they heard the flute sound, this nectar, they are also now drinking this nectar and forgot to drink this milk which is flowing from the udders of their mothers. Their udders of their mothers is in their mouths, forgotten to drink. The milk which was that it is just remains there. Enter their stomachs from their stomach. All these activities, all their activities are forgotten. Just like they are standing still, like a non-movable entity. And because of presence of fame towards Krishna, the milk which is flowing from the udders of their mothers, they forgot to drink it also. It just keeps flowing. And like this, how fortunate are these cows and these calves? We are staying in our homes. Krishna is playing his flute. Nectar is flowing from his flute. But just like the cows and calves and the does and deer, we cannot drink this nectar. We cannot, through the cups of our ears, we cannot drink it. We neither can have darshan of that Govind. Both of them, the deer, the does, and the cows and calves, all of them become still after hearing this flute song. So much attraction they have towards the, they have found so much rust, so much nectar in this flute song of Krishna. Who is describing all these? Now, after 3-4 days, going to die. Parikshit Maharaj. And three pastimes of Krishna, he is speaking. Nothing is speaking. Just he is saying, hear this pastime. And Parikshitji is becoming also so absorbed. What kind of emotions are, waves of emotion are rising in his heart? And just he is at his, near his death. You cannot imagine what condition he is in. He, I think, the way he described himself, he is speaking to his mother, that mother, Krishna, you forget that he is your father-in-law. That's the way the gopis consider him to be their beloved. You also could think that. And then you can imagine, if you tell him to his mother, what he is himself thinking, what kind of moods arise in his heart. He is definitely also in gopi bhav. Translation.
Therefore, Krishna is taking his thousand friends to such a calibrated to go with him. How many rites and pratyas are performed in his unlimited cave? And his eyes are Radhakund and Shankund, where Radha Krishna performed their Madhyamik Lila, which is the top of the whole pastimes performed in Vrindavan, in Radha-Madhava. And how fortunate we are to be sitting in this very same place. Never the gopis are describing just eating cow by drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute. With their ears like cup, they are drinking the nectar of the Vedas. The grass in their mouth, therefore the grass is not going inside, nor is it going outside. In essence, they have become sun, and the grass is simply remaining in their mouth. The calves in a similar way are also becoming ecstatic. Becoming something like getting the sound of Krishna's flute. The milk is not going in their stomach, nor is it falling from their mouth. From the calves and the cows, loving tears of ecstasy are flowing from their eyes. In the previous verse, we heard Damya Prabhupada, Abhidhariya Eta. All Sakhi Vidya are most fortunate, even though they are foolish and have no discretion. They are going right into Krishna, and their husbands who are Krishna Sar are also following. Their husbands are not disturbing them, and the Vidya are begging to deny a loving relationship with Krishna by their glances. They were how fortunate the cow. Krishna is nourishing them with his own hands. And without umbrella or shoes, Krishna is moving here and there with them. Krishna hugs the necks of the calf like suckers, like friends. Therefore, how much So we should measure how much bread we have compared to the Satipat Krishna or the calf. Then we need to know food cell and it's actually nectar. This nectar is not the nectar of the heavenly planet. It is the applicant nectar, the transcendental nectar emanating directly from the lips of Sri Krishna. And drinking that nectar, the ears of the cow have become like donors, like the cup. And they turn towards Krishna with their hands in the air, so the nectar will not go through one ear and out the other, but rather it falls away there. Here's the nectar that is not, they are forgetting they are three grass, and the grass is not falling in it, it's not going inside their stomach, nor falling from their mouth. The cows are not satisfied by hearing, they want to hear more and more. And the calves, their situation is also similar. With their mouths on the udder of their mother, their sons, and they are forgetting to drink the milk. The milk is not going inside or outside. Rather, the calves have become sons. All their other activities are finished, and they are simply drinking the nectar of Krishna from themselves. Because their loving attention to Krishna has increased unlimitedly, they are forgetting to drink the milk. The gopis say, how fortunate are the calves and the cows that go to Krishna. And lastly, the gopis say, we are in our home, and we are not fortunate like the animals, like the deer and the cows. We cannot taste the nectar of the fruit of Krishna, nor do we have gone into Krishna and have danced them like the animals. We are unable to do like that. Therefore, how much nectar is in the Vedavya, the sound of Sri Krishna's food? And how much nectar is in the Vedavya described by a piece of Vedavya? Who is speaking this? This is spoken by Sri Krishna. And who is hearing his mother? Sri Krishna will die in just a short time. But what is he doing? He is not doing anything. He is simply hearing the skill of the child. Therefore, Krishna Maharaj says, O mother, you shouldn't forget that Krishna Maharaj is suffering.
Father-in-law.
You should forget that relation with Krishna. And you should have a relationship with Krishna as my beloved, just like the gopi. In his teacher, Krishna Maharaj, when he comments that both Sri Krishna Maharaj and his mother are both endowed with gopi love.
In the field of Purvara,
Oh, how fortunate. Are they willing to go? They are aboriginal. They are not in any caste. They are like tribal people, and they live in the area over there. Yet they are aboriginal. Why? Because Hadashika, when they see upon the grass some kumkum near there, how did it get there? Sri Krishna walked by. And this kumkum was part of the lotus feet, and it was made upon the grass. And he went by, and when they put his kumkum, they took that kumkum and took the fragrance of this, and in their heart, very intense desire, not for Sri Krishna was aroused. But when they smeared this kumkum on their feet and on their bodies, then all their desires became fulfilled. This is the outer meaning, general meaning of the word. This is the chief of Swami Pada has given Apurva, unprecedented, Adhut, astonishing Tika on this word. He said that one day, before Rasulila has not taken place, Krishna has had an opportunity to meet with Radhagopa. But Sri Krishna, he went into the forest in a very inaccessible place and began to play upon his flute. And called Radhagopi. Radhagopi came from all corners, whatever they're doing, they dropped and they ran there and they surrounded Sri Krishna. And chanting, they touched his feet and stood silent to him. Krishna looking at their beauty. Oh, how beautiful. But then he noticed one thing. Srimati Radhika was not there. She was not present. The Sakis were not there. So Sri Krishna told them,
don't go away.
Radhika, in the unconscious position, to the Kutir of Kolamasi Devi. And after some time, Sri Krishna arrived there. He was brought there by so when Sri Krishna arrived, Balaram Devi said to him, just look and see, what is this? And Krishna peered in his sight to see someone was unconscious inside. He said, who is she? Who is she? Balaramanga said, hey, this, you know, lightning lives inside the cloud. But if lightning is coming out from the cloud, it cannot go back inside and hide. In other words, if you say, oh, this Kishori, she's living in your heart now, she's come outside, you cannot deny it. Sri Krishna said, oh, holy mother, for the nothing, this boy has a disease of Ayu. It made his mind disturbed. And it had this habit also to make false allegations against innocent people. I don't know who she is. For the nothing said, oh, we know why she's unconscious. Because of your complaint, she has so much affection for you. So you should save your life, you go and touch her. She said, this is against Dharma. I cannot do it. Purnamasi Devi said, no, I am your guru, Jan. If you follow me, you will be following Dharma. And the reaction of Adama, this is mine, I am telling you to do it. Consider. Oh, please, I don't want to disobey you. Please give me another instruction. So then Brinda Devi, she took Krishna and brought him inside the Kuchi and sat him down and said, look on her. How beautiful she is. She's dying without you. Please touch her. But Krishna was silent. Could not move. He could not say anything. So Brinda Devi, she fell at the feet of Sri Krishna. Oh, Krishna, please save her life. But falling at the feet of Sri Krishna, it was only a trick. Because she took the feet of Krishna and put them on the heart of Radhika. There and then. And as soon as Radhika was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, her eyes began to open and she looked and thought, oh, my entire brethren and beloved is there. But Sri Krishna, his reaction was astonishing. Why? When he came inside that mother, and saw Radhika there, he was affected by so many suffering
Vikara. That he couldn't understand if this is Radhika, or if this is one that is Varna Murti, one golden Murti. They have brought me here just to test my reaction, how I react. But when he goes to speak, touches the heart of Radhika, and she opens her eyes, he realized, oh, directly, this is Vrishabhanu Nandini. And Krishna, he's young, he became nervous and afraid and ashamed. Right? So, Fancy Krishna immediately ran out of the kutir. They pronounced the word of not saving. And stumbling, he could not walk because his feet were so embarrassed. Keeping his hand on the shoulder of Balimanda, and he fled from there. As he was going now, the kumkum from the breast of Radhika was on his lotus feet, and it came on the grass here at over them. At that time, two Pulindigo, one name is Mali, and the other name Brindi, and they came there, and they took this kumkum from the grass, became overwhelmed with love, and smeared it on their bodies. So Srila Deepa Goswami explained this commentary. He said, when Radhika, for the first time, felt the touch of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, how ecstatic she was, how happy she was, with words no one can describe. And therefore, in this verse, Puna Pulinda Ulagaya Padapjaraga, Radhigopis are speaking by Kaimutik Nyai. Kaimutik Nyai? Logic of Kim Bhutta. If this man in front, if he's 10-year-old boy, he can lift 500 kilos. How Kim Bhutta, what does he think of his father, how strong he will be? He spoke logic of Kim Bhutta. So through the medium of this verse, Radhigopis are saying, if the Pulindigo, by the touch of this kumkum from the breast of Radhika that was on the feet of Sri Krishna, only by touching this, they became completely ecstatic and all their desires were fulfilled. Then Kim Bhutta, how much more ecstatic Srinath Radhika was, feel the touch of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, words cannot describe it. Unprecedented. Srila Kim Bhutta 25 gave his commentary on this verse of Srila Bhagavatam, Puna Puninda, Gaya Padam Jaraga, Shri Purvamena Gaita, Saranam Vidya. Speaking of September,
in the end of Venugate, this slow comes where the Purvaraga Gopi is described. Without Purvaraga, there is no meeting, and by meeting, only Purvaraga is there. The Gopi's Purvaraga is ever fresh, ever new. And more they see Krishna every time they are in Purvaraga in the series for them. The Gopis are thinking, this is the first time in life we have never seen it. And also, she has never seen that this is the first time I've seen this new, fresh, ever fresh, their meeting. And she has this mood that is called Purvaraga. And that Anurag, which gains all the okay. Symptoms and when the emotions you cannot control in your heart, the heart itself manifests and automatically they also get themselves. So this stage is known as Bhav, and the stage of Bhav is Vrishabhanu Nandini, who is Purvaraga, etc. This comes from Radha Ji. It's on the grass blade from getting in touch of the lotus feet of Krishna, lotus feet. And now the aboriginal girls of the low caste women who are called, they are from or residing around Govardhan. When they see this kumkum, they touched it and they all became ecstatic. Now What kind of anurag they have? This is regards to what? Krishna, that just by the touch of this kumkum, this bhav manifested in their heart.
Daita,
in herself, is this who has from whom? Kumkum has come. She herself describing in her words, how blissful are they, and I don't even know. The more a person has faith in her, his heart, they think that out of humility that we don't have anything. I don't have any bhakti. I don't have faith. Sometimes to be devoid of any prayer, she becomes even more and more eager. And that mood are described like this of Radhaji. That is why through this stroke has been described in this way. Our acharyas have also described what the Swamis have also said. This anurag, the way Radhaji is performing her Kunda pastime, and when they heard Krishna's name from Radhaji, who I've never heard Krishna's name. And who is that male? Radharani is speaking, I've never seen him. Gopi said, you are crazy. Just not you were performing your pastime and you just not forgot. These are the pinnacles of emotion. Bhav. Mahabhav. Rag always one person wants to give service to their object of their love. They don't care about their bodily suffering. If Anurag is what pleasure they can give to the other beloved, and above that is Mahabhav. When they get the stage of that bhav cannot be controlled any longer, and it becomes completely out of control, like in Mahaprabhu, similarly in Radhaji also and Braj Gopis also, these bhav are seen. That is why Pura Kalinda, through this language slope, the gopis are the bhav of Gopi Vidisha. Very nice. Herself, Radhika ji also is speaking this joke. She herself is speaking. Oh. The aborigine girls of this forest, the ladies, the aborigine females of this, their life is fortunate. They have become successful. She has forgotten that she is the dear most beloved of Krishna, and she also saying, oh, this she is her beloved. This kumkum from Krishna's lotus feet, which is now decorating their bodies, when he is walking on the grass, which is smeared with dew, then this kumkum comes from Krishna's feet on the blades of grass. Then when they see this, the aborigine girls see this, they develop calm in their hearts, increases calm in their hearts. That kumkum has so much potency that first they got calm in their hearts. Then they got calm and they became desirous to pacify it. That very kumkum, they now put it on their face and all bodily limbs. They smear their bodies. See, Rajiv is saying that how fortunate they are. I don't have such anurag. This is the symptom of Mahabhav. Like this, if the Pulindi girls have such anurag towards Krishna, then what kind of attachment anurag they have towards Gopi, and what kind of anurag Radhika has towards Krishna? It is beyond description. It is very beautiful, this moment. Very beautiful.
Okay, for the
Krishna starts to chase the yogi, that's not home. That is now on the feet of Krishna. That is her home. Where does it come from? It has come from her body. But being bewildered, this is just from her love, that she is very called Sambilada. Krishna has taken the kumkum from Sambilada upon his feet. That kumkum from the body of that Vilada has come on the feet of Krishna somehow. And the Punini, seeing that kumkum on the ground, that by seeing that they calm, their love has been awakened. So first their calm was awakened, and in order to pacify that calm, they put that kumkum and see it upon their bodies and upon their face. Therefore, if the Punini's have so much anurag towards Krishna, imagine the anurag in the gopis. And the gopis have so much anurag towards Krishna, imagine the anurag in Srimati Radhika.
The aim of all sadhak practitioners is somehow in Jeev's heart this flame to manifest this flame in the heart. In all the shastras, all the acharyas' opinions, especially those who are in the profession of Mahaprabhu. This is the topmost aim of all, should be of all the jivas. That's why I have invited you from various countries. These all pastimes are not described anywhere in the world. Sukadeva Goswami, this Rasta Purushar, what he is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, what is the aim of this speaking? That this may manifest in our hearts also, by seeing his mood, emotions, and his service mood. That this is the aim of pinnacle of aim of our life. If our aim is fixed, then from Upadesh Amrit you start. That is why Parikshit Maharaj is speaking all these topics. His frame. The frame is being described.
Therefore, all the scriptures have described that the topmost achievement or apriorism is the frame of knowledge, especially the conceptions coming from the teaching of the teachings of Mahaprabhu. Therefore, all jivas should understand that this is their topmost goal, and they should fix it very firmly in their heart. Therefore, this guitar that we are hearing is just not being spoken here and there. We are very fortunate to hear this here. And what is the reason we are hearing such topics? By hearing these topics, we can develop some greed. Oh, if I could achieve this topmost prayer, my life would be successful. In this way, we fix our goal. How to achieve that goal? Then we come to the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami and given the teachings of Upadesha Samrita. Therefore, Pradesha Maharaj, with his intention in his mind, is speaking such great and catharsis in his mind. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Just any name for our new participation